We heard this afternoon from Amazon. Amazon.com, tweaking their search methodology, announced their search suggestions features. And I know, Patty, you've been looking into that a little bit. What is the significance of that new feature?
So Amazon today announced that they have implemented a function where consumers can offer what they believe to be a suggestion of a search term for a particular product. So if somebody is searching for the Scottish Play, typically a search result will present back things that have the word Scottish in it, the things that come from Scotland that have to do with plays. But they wouldn't necessarily come back with Macbeth, which is, there is a, apparently in theaters, it, that's a, there's a superstitious, you can't say Macbeth in theaters, you have to say the Scottish Play. So that is not something that any search algorithm is really going to come up with. And there's all of these nuances to the way people search that aren't accountable in sort of the machine language. So what they've done is they have said to consumers, hey, tell us what you think the related search information would be. Give us your reason why, because we need to really understand the reason behind it. We'll review it, and if, in fact, we think it makes sense, we'll actually start to use it. And so now if you go on Amazon, you will get a different search result for the Scottish Play than you would have 2 days ago. And so it's all based on users inputting their information. Now, in some cases, you know, the users may be inputting things that are already quite obvious to the system, and that's fine. So it's just extra additional fodder. That's fine. But what I really think this is going to do is ferret out the difficulty that consumers have in discovering the product that's going to fit their need. You have to remember that more than half of people don't know what they want when they get online to start researching a purchase they're going to make. They don't know the item that they want to buy. They know they have a need, but figuring out, you know, that discovery process of what is going to fit that need best is not that easy. There's the breadth of information. There's actually finding the products. It's not necessarily that easy, even though there's a whole lot out there. So what this does is hopefully take sort of the personal element that is hard to program and let consumers offer that into the search environment from Amazon. Its significance in terms of technology and in terms of driving sales, you know, we'll see. It's not a huge, surprising kind of technological innovation, but what it does is it continues to incorporate the interactivity that consumers have shown a propensity to. If you can get more and more consumers to interact with you on a regular basis on whatever level, whether it's buying from you, whether it's searching from you, whether it is reviewing products, whether it's providing what they think are better search terms, you can learn such a dramatic amount from those people. It's sort of just like the previous conversation about how much data you can get from the cards from Subway. There's got to be great value in that. There has to be for somebody like Amazon, who has a relatively strong, robust search site search experience. To add something like this talks to their desire to continue to create a stronger user community where consumers can come to find just about anything that is sold. You know, their mission is to sort of be the single destination for buying anything on the web. This just further is a way to engage customers. Now, it is hard to scale because each of the suggestions and reasons for the suggestions has to be reviewed. And, you know, Amazon typically automates as much as they can, but you can't really see how well that can really get automated because of the subjectivity of everything that's going to be said. And so I'm a little concerned about the scale ability of this and how much they're going to have to spend against it in order to really gain great benefit. However, I do think that the underlying user engagement that you'll find and the learning. So, for example, if we find that customers are serving up things like the Scottish Play, which was an example of Macbeth, an associated search term for Macbeth, which was part of the press release that they gave out. Learning things like that, there has to be ways that they can then tweak their own search algorithms to better understand consumer sentiment and behavior in a way that they can't understand it based on just the click-throughs that they get from their search experience. So I think there's lots of sort of things under the surface that Amazon will be able to take from this experience and, rather than just the surface of engaging the customer.
I'd agree with that completely. I think a lot of companies are struggling for ways to serve the customer who is increasingly time-starved, has money and is looking for things but doesn't have time the way they used to have time to shop. And so when someone goes on to Amazon to buy something, if Amazon can then say, oh, these are textbooks, do you need a backpack? that would be a very useful thing for a lot of people, and I would think people would react to it well, as they seem to have reacted well to the recommendations that have been made before.
You made an excellent point before dealing with the cost associated with the program. This clearly seems to be something that's going to require human intervention to review these, and depending on how popular this is, that could be a huge undertaking. Can you give us an idea as to how expensive or how labor-intensive this could get?
Well, you know, it's a little difficult to tell. I think that there's a broad range of how labor-intensive this could get because, you know, the Macbeth example, we'll stay with that, right, is pretty easy, right? It's a very quick phrase to explain why we have added this search term, right? Whereas you could have a very in-depth explanation that's very technical or a subject that's very sort of niche-oriented that only an expert would really understand that could take quite a while to review and figure out, in which case it could just mean that it's a delay in how long these things may or may not get posted, you know, and used on the website, which is not great. It depends on how timely they are. So I do think that there's you know, a number of labor issues that they'll have. I think that as time goes on, they will be learning enough to automate as much as they possibly can, you know, Amazon being Amazon, that you know, the easy things they can skip through, and those much more difficult to sort of really understand will be the ones that they're catching and spending some time on. And, you know, again, one must remember that the people are not necessarily as good writers as all the copywriters are online. And, you know, it may be difficult to really understand what the logic is as to why things are not, things are suggested. And so those things could just get immediately kicked out and just not posted, and they could make it a little bit easier for themselves rather than trying to really ferret it out. However, what they didn't do is explain to us exactly how they're going to proceed with that process. So it's a little hypothetical at this point.